I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protesters remain in the streets of Algeria today for the 16th straight week. An upcoming presidential election, previously slated for the 4th of July, is now off the books. Algeria's been in a state of flux since early April. Middle East Concerns Daniel Hoffman says what happens next is anyone's guess, and it's not an easy time for Christians. Just last week, the government shut down the fourth church in 2 years.
When the government feels under pressure from society to prove their Islamic credentials, they increase the pressure on the church. And then in the run-up to the elections, the government very much tried to reinforce that perceived unifying identity of Algeria as an Arab Islamic country.
Would you ask God to uphold his people through this ongoing trial? And Asia is a big place with lots of diversity and challenge. Today's story is more general because of some of those issues. World Mission's Greg Kelly recently visited with several partners on a whirlwind trip.
Our goal to go to Asia was to encourage national leaders that World Mission works with. Our leaders are faced with a heavy price. It's very taxing. They're trying to encourage new believers. They're establishing new churches, but they're doing it in the face of great adversity and challenge.
Throughout Asia, persecution puts old and new believers at risk. Kelly says a mob recently attacked a man and his family just 2 days after he became a Christian, but they stayed strong in their new faith. Pray encouragement for believers like this man and his family throughout Asia. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is a result of the trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. It tells a moving story of God's hope through pain, of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.